Scene Mom says, welcome to the new podcast from former Phoenix radio host Danny Cutler. Each week, bringing you independent music, industry news, the occasional interview, and other fun segments. Let's get to it. Strangers, welcome to Lucky Episode 13 of Scene Mom Says. That was Jennifer Teft and The Strange and their latest single, Going Out. You can find them online anywhere. Search for Jennifer Teft, or you can find them via Rock Garden Records. Finally, a new show. Yes, I am back from 3 weeks in dusty Arizona, the Phoenix area, helping out my mom, who had recently had surgery. She's doing great, and towards the end of my time there, I had a little wiggle room, and I could catch up with some friends, see some live music. That was also very, very nice. It was a little strange being back after 9 months away and completely moving my life to New England. Arizona, Phoenix was my home for almost 50 years, but didn't quite feel like home when I was there. I felt a little, I don't know, misplaced. Maybe it's because I no longer have an actual home there. Who knows? It was just an interesting observation. The timing, though, worked out great weather-wise because as soon as it started hitting 90 plus, I was out. So it is time to get back to it. I do have a great show lined up for you this week. Tons of new music dropped while I was away, but I did keep track and I'm going to squeeze in as much as I can in this episode. And I've got music news, music history, much more fun on the way. And before I forget, there is another merch sale going on at the Threadless store until Thursday the 24th. Up to 35% off everything, which is a pretty cool deal. I am so grateful to all of you that have purchased some merch before and have sent me pictures. It means a lot, and it does help offset some of the costs of having this show. I also just added a new quote and made merch around that, so if you haven't seen it yet, I'll have a link in the show notes. It is also my birthday on Sunday, so what a wonderful present it would be for you to get some merch for yourself. I would love that. Do that. All right, let's get back to the music. When I first returned to Arizona, and that was back at the end of March, my mom was still in her rehab facility, so I took the opportunity to go see some friends at a show and also see some friends perform, and they are the Hourglass Cats. Here is their latest single, Brake Lights. Scene Mom says, get ready to groove.
You're listening to the Scene Mom Says podcast with your host, Danny Cutler.
Driver picks the music, shotgun shuts his cake hole.
I didn't get from you you didn't get from me. It's a two-way street. Didn't get what you want, I didn't get what I need. It's a two-way street, it's a boulevard. It's a boulevard of wasted dreams, a boulevard of tattered hearts. We left part of these, that two-way street. Didn't get from you, you didn't get from me. It's a two-way street. You didn't get what you want, I didn't get what I need. It's a two-way street, it's a boulevard. If I see you on the avenue where tattered lovers meet, at me, you see, that I didn't get from you, you didn't get from me. It's a two-way street. You didn't get what you want, didn't get what I need. It's a two-way street, it's a boulevard.
Fuck you, devil, some souls just can't be bought. I said, fuck you, devil, some souls just can't be bought. I had a dream where I woke from a scream. Lucifer's somewhere in between. He has a mask that blends like cream. Nothing else better than a sinner scene. Picking him up like a Playboy magazine. He'll be picking him up like a Playboy magazine. Devil, get out of my life. I've got my friend Jesus Christ, Buddha, Krishna, Allah, Jah, all the part of the Mandelbrot. Fuck you, devil, some souls just can't be bought. I said, fuck you, devil, some souls just can't be bought. Took a stroll to the liquor store, ain't seen nothing I ain't seen before. Couple of destitutes and a whore. Time to shine your love, my lord. Fuck you, devil's gonna end up on billboard. I said, fuck you, devil's gonna end up on billboard. Then the suits came barging in. Pentagrams on hell's angel skin. Sunshine away, humanity sins. At least I wrote this song today. Maybe it'll keep them demons at bay. Fuck you, devil, get out of my life. I got my friend Jesus Christ, Buddha, Krishna, Allah, Jah, all the part of the Mandelbrot. Fuck you, devil, some souls just can't be bought. I said, fuck you, devil, some souls just can't be bought. Jesus Christ, Buddha, Krishna, apologize. The other part of the devil bride. Fuck you, devil, some souls just can't be bought. I said, fuck you, devil, some souls just can't be bought. I said, fuck you, devil, some souls just can't be bought.
Is it wrong that I go around humming that song? That was Jam Now and his latest single, Fuck You Devil, which will be on his first full-length album that should be released sometime later this year. Actually, while I was in Phoenix, he had a live recording show at the Rebel Lounge in Phoenix. I wasn't able to make it. My mom had just gotten home and it was just a crazy-ass week. But I know that the live album, I don't know what he's doing with the live album, but I know that a studio album will be coming out and I've heard the whole thing. It is fantastic. And I know I'm biased because I just love Jam, but it's a great album and you're really going to want to hear the whole thing when it comes out. I'll have links to everything in the show notes. Before that was Mark Zubia and his new single Boulevard, which was released via Fervor Records. Mark was part of the 90s band Pistoleros. They became big around Jim Blossom's time and Dead Hawk Workshop and all of those Tempe bands. And I'm so happy that he's still out there doing solo work and performing. As I said, links to everything will be in the show notes. C-Mom says now it is time for a little music news. Well, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame released their class of 2024, and even though every year people like to moan and groan about it, it's not a bad list. Some of the performers being inducted are Cher, Peter Frampton, Foreigner, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest. Some inductees for music excellence are MC5, Dionne Warwick, and Jimmy Buffett. The 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction will be live on Saturday, October 19th at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland, Ohio. The 2024 ceremony is also going to stream live on Disney Plus with a special airing on ABC at a later date and also available on Hulu the next day. Now, if you've never been to the Hall of Fame Museum in Cleveland, I highly, highly recommend. I only had about 45 minutes to spare to go through the museum, but I absolutely loved it, and I am definitely going back. One of the most silliest arguments about who is inducted seems to always be, they aren't rock and roll. However, music is ever evolving, and the influence of rock spreads over many genres. You get a deeper appreciation for what they are doing when you visit the museum in person, or even if you just look around the website, beyond the inductees and all of that. Just take a look at all of the good work they do. I will have a link to this article on the show notes, and that's really all I've got for music news this week. I am still catching up on many work-related things, so I'm kind of easing myself back into shows. If you have any feedback, other thoughts about anything, shoot me an email, cmomsays@gmail.com. Now it is time to get back to the music. More new music for you that has dropped recently. This is Boston band The Motor Control and First Thing in the Morning. Of New England bands for you. That was Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones with their latest Bye Bye Sunday Afternoon, also available via Rock Garden Records. And we had the Motor Control before that with First Thing in the Morning. Remember, artists and bands, if you would like your music to be featured on a future episode of Scene Mom Says, you can head to DannyCutler.com, tap on the podcast tab, and you can see how to submit your music. See, Mom says it is now time for some moments in music history this week. On April the 24th of 1976, Paul and Linda McCartney spent the evening with John Lennon at his New York, Dakota apartment and watched Saturday Night Live on TV. Producer of the show, Lorne Michaels, made an offer on air asking the Beatles to turn up and play three songs live. Lennon and McCartney thought about taking a cab to the studio, but they decided they were too tired. It was close to 420. This is the last time that Lennon and McCartney were together. Also on April 24th in 1942, American singer, songwriter, actress, and filmmaker Barbara Streisand was born. Had the 1974 U.S. number one single, The Way We Were, and the 1980 U.S. number one single, Woman in Love. She is among a small group of entertainers who have been honored with an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Award. Her films include Funny Girl, The Owl and the Pussycat, The Way We Were, and A Star is Born. Happy birthday to Babs. On April the 25th of 1987, U2 started a 5-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with their fifth studio album, The Joshua Tree. Inspired by American tour experiences, literature, and politics, the album topped the charts in over 20 countries and is one of the world's all-time best-selling albums. The album, which won a Grammy Award for Album of the Year, produced the hit singles With or Without You, I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, and Where the Streets Have No Name. On April 26th of 1960, Roger Taylor, drummer with Duran Duran, was born. Duran Duran had the 1983 UK number one single, Is There Something I Should Know, 25 other UK top 40 singles, and the US number one single, The Reflex. Also a member of Arcadia, they had the 1985 hit Election Day, and he was also with The Power Station. And on April the 28th in 2003, Apple launched the iTunes Store, the first widely successful legal music download service. Available only to Mac users, the store let US-based customers download the music they wanted for just 99 cents per song, without subscription fees. Apple also offered groundbreaking personal use rights, including burning songs onto an unlimited number of CDs for personal use and playing songs on up to 3 Macintosh computers. And since the 28th of April is also my birthday, some people I share a birthday with are Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth, Phil King, bassist in Lush, actress Jessica Alba, former Tonight Show host Jay Leno, novelist Harper Lee, and Saddam Hussein. Those were some moments in music history for you for the week of April 22nd through 28th.
Played more that got that 40 in my pocket, 'cause I never bought those beers. So we never clinked our glasses with a smile and a cheers. And you never held my hand on the way back to my car. Guess you never found the confidence, and you never won my heart. But at least I still have the 40, and with it in my hands, I'll take a stupid picture so that I don't forget the night I kept my heart right where it belongs. First time I got paid to sing my silly little songs with great risk comes great rewards. Now I know that you have heard this behind you.
That was the latest single from Arizona artist Katie May and The Lubrication with Dandelion. And before that, Central Massachusetts artist Morgan Elise and her new single Got 40. Both are just gorgeous songs. And of course, I'll have links to both of them in the show notes. All right, it's time for a little marketing promotional tip of the week. Recently, I have seen all my musician friends upset once again about Spotify. Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails recently had a quote from an interview talking about how streaming services, specifically Spotify, are ruining music. Now, the short answer to all of this is he's not wrong. Even going back to the iTunes Store, which you just heard in the music history segment, was released this week in 2003, $1 a download back in the day, and it started a big change in music. It's no longer about longer form music such as albums or even EPs. It's only about the singles and how often you can churn them out in order to stay relevant. Everybody points the finger at Spotify because it's easy. And also recently, they did change their payment form, and artists now have to have at least 1,000 streams on a song before they see any of their pennies or half pennies or whatever horrible amount it is. Online, I see my friends saying things like, don't use Spotify at all. They confess or feel guilty that they use it. And some are going so far as if to say, if you use Spotify, you hate independent artists. I mean, come on. That's a little much, don't you think? Now, for the record, all streaming sites do not pay artists what they should be paid. The streaming deals are with labels, not artists. So that really puts you out of luck if you're an independent artist and you aren't even like a middle tier known artist. You are shit out of luck. But what artists need to do is change how they view streaming and putting their music on places like Spotify. And that means to stop viewing it as solely an income source and view it as a promotional tool, just like you do with social media. You don't have to confess or feel guilty about having a Spotify account or using Spotify. I use Spotify. I pay for it every month. I find music that way and create indie artist playlists to supplement this podcast. But I also purchase the music I play on my show. I've started using Bandcamp a lot more. It is up to the consumer where they put their money. So buy the music. Artist, be on Bandcamp and start promoting your music that way and linking to Bandcamp and having people go to Bandcamp. Spotify is great to put your singles there so that people can get a taste of your music, but you have to stop looking at streaming as a way to make money because it isn't. It's just another form of promotion. Now, this is a very complicated topic and it really causes some heated debates. And I say all of this agreeing with that article that Trent Reznor is quoted in. But just writing article after article, complaining and nodding along, has it changed anything? And say, even in the last 5 years that I've seen people complain. No, we allowed it to happen. So artists, you need to start thinking a little differently about using Spotify. And every artist should be on Bandcamp and offering their music that way. And consumers should be helping to support and throw a few bucks at those downloads. Boom. So it's like a promotional tip and a soapbox for you there. All right, that's your promo tip this week. And if you want to chat more about promoting your music or how to do it, you can schedule a consultation with me at dannycutler.com. I definitely want your feedback. So any feedback you have, you can find me on social media, Scene Mom Says on Facebook or dcutlerAZ on Instagram. And you can also email me, scenemomsays@gmail.com.
Treat me like a fool. Treat me mean and faithful heart, tear it all apart, but love me.
Won't you love me?
Well, if you ever go, darling, I'll be oh so lonely. I'll be sad and blue. you ever go, darling, I'll be oh so lonely, begging on my knees. All I ask is please, please love me. Oh yeah.
That was Phoenix-based band The Joeys and their latest single, Love Me. C-Mom says it is time for some good news, and this is a good one since 420 was just last weekend. Cannabis and its derivatives have already been shown to relieve short-term chronic pain, reduce inflammation 30 times more robustly than aspirin, and improve symptoms of Crohn's disease. But a recent epidemiological look, did I say that right, at cannabis has linked it to dramatically lower rates of cognitive decline and dementia. A new study published in the journal Current Alzheimer Research that looked at 4,744 American adults over 45 using self-reporting methods of calculating cognitive decline found those who use cannabis recreationally had a 96% lower chance of developing what they called, quote, subjective cognitive decline. The researchers looked at all common methods of cannabis use, including smoking, vaping, dabbing, and consuming, as well as the frequency of use, which the scientists behind the study say has never been done before. The study was interesting in that it looked at symptoms or degree of cognitive decline as determined by the patient. This is a common confounding factor in later diagnoses of clinical cognitive decline, dementia, and Alzheimer's, but also non-neurodegenerative disorders, including depression, anxiety, failing physical health, and in some cases, certain personality traits. That's pretty cool, I think, and I'm glad that they continue to study this. That's your good news this week, and I will have a link to this article in the show notes.
No wasting time. I'm terrified.
That was the latest single from This Modern. And as always, all links will be in the show notes. Well, that is it for episode 13. If you like what you hear, please share the love with friends. And you can send any feedback, suggestions, music, whatever, to scenemomsays @gmail.com. Thanks as always for listening, and you'll hear me again soon. You've been listening to the Scene Mom Says podcast. Intro outro music is Look Good for the Radio by Fairy Bones. Learn more about Danny and the show at dannycutler.com.